in the studio, Uso Brothers.
Yeah.
What up, SmackDown, WWE. Already a million questions were asked off the air. We're going to try to get them on the airways for you guys. Now, everybody in the studio is sick, so I Lysol the studio down for the brothers. But they just told us that they don't never get sick. And I was asking them, have they ever been sick and still they had to fight, though? And you say yes. How do you mentally prepare when you know you're not feeling well, you know you feel bad, but the show, as they say, must go on?
You're one good slap.
Yes, and that's my job.
What?
I will wake him up. Boy, we got to go out there. We got to do what we got to do. You better get that immune system under the
table. Really?
That's a pep, but I will slap.
And he's sick?
Smile off this dude.
Not so much a slap. You know, almost like, man, come on. Let's do it.
Hey, man, we ain't at work.
A big shake, dog. A big shake.
And you pump each other up to still
always,
go out there and still?
Man, always. We always got a pep.
And that works?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. The adrenaline from the people, man, that's what gets us rowdy, too. You know, man. Once you go out there, them lights, camera, action, man, it's on.
Yeah, but when you're sick, you're sick. The lights on, you know, you're still sick.
Yeah, you're still sick. But don't nobody else know.
You're right. You got to go.
Mind over matter, man. You can get
mind over matter, man.
Yeah.
Listen to this guy right here.
Hey,
this
can
guy,
I shake you up right now, dog? You might need that.
Hold up. I don't need no SmackDown. I like to get over my sickness the old-fashioned way. I don't need the brothers in here shaking me up. Damn, you heard it got messed up by the brothers in the studio?
Oh, man.
Now, JQ was giving us the whole rundown of the family tree and the whole nine earlier.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, you know, if you haven't checked out, because y'all have a lot of great fans out there, but y'all are the sons of the famous legendary Rikishi. Everything like that. And y'all's roots go deep. It was some stuff that I didn't know. I knew about the Rikishi thing, but I'm looking, I didn't know related to The Rock and Roman Reigns.
It's amazing when they had the family tree written down in front of us, and we can see like how big it really is, man. You know,
we start tripping.
I'm like, man, we from here.
For real?
It's our family? Wild Samoans, Yokozuna, Umaga.
Yeah. Crazy.
Man.
And so y'all have a background playing football and everything. Sports,
yes, sir.
Right there.
But I think every Samoan has a background.
Yeah, you got to do it. So tell you, you know, your family tree, you know, wrestling and everything. At what point made y'all say, man, let's try this wrestling thing out?
Man, it was always like, growing up watching our dad on TV and our family, I mean, it was always there, but we always wanted to do sports. Like, we was big. We played football, baseball, basketball, man, and then we was.
But why the wrestling? Why not the football?
I mean, football had a, you know, it was another, that was another chapter. It didn't plan that we wanted to make it to the league. It didn't happen like
so
that.
So it was like, so the hell
was
with
like,
it.
Man, we need to do something. We want to be physical, something we can do. And then
so we moved here to Houston, trained at Booker T's.
Man,
we
really?
Used to bump 97.9 coming down 45 to train at Booker T's school.
Really?
We used to stay out in Spring, Texas, man. So we'll take the 45 coming straight here. Man.
Oh, wow. Did not know that.
Booker T's school, though, two years.
He's lived there for 2 years.
He's,
man,
the one that really, like, perfected our craft, tightened everything up. You know, we knew how to do it, but we didn't know how to do it.
We didn't know the technical,
I mean,
the right way to do it.
And your father didn't give y'all any
I mean, Pops was, you know, he was doing this thing. He was always on the road at the time, you know, still doing this thing, right, to this day.
Still.
You know, we like, yo, chill out, man. Don't you hang out. You know, we got this. Relax. But, you know, he a go-getter, so he's still doing this thing. And we actually moved out here with our uncle, Umaga, you know.
R.I.P.
Like, yeah, so him and Booker's cool friends, and Booker took us in and showed us the right way, and then, you know, sent us up to WWE, had our tryout, and pow!
Did your dad try to stop you guys from doing this?
My mom did.
Yeah, mama's was hot.
Was she really? Why was she so angry or upset?
No, because growing up in the business, it was always us with our mom, but the whole time she didn't want us to go through what, you know.
Your dad was going through.
Yeah, yeah, and she's seen it growing up, and now, you know, the day we called her, like, mom,
we just got signed. We got signed, and she's like, let me call you back. And I was like, man.
Ooh, she hung up on you.
Yeah.
Let me call you back.
She's like, I'm happy for you guys.
Snippin'.
But I told y'all I didn't want y'all to do this. I said, mom, what else are we going to do? Bills don't pay themselves. We got to do this. We want to do this. She's like, all right, if you guys want to do it, you guys do it together and do it at your best. So that's what we're doing.
I think that's the best thing about working now is that we have each other. My dad always said you guys are blessed to have each other because he did it by himself 20 years, man.
Right.
And I know it's hard.
When you go to the W, how were you able to go, if we do this, we got to do it as a pair? How were you able to do that?
I mean, for one, we come from a lineage of, you know, of great wrestlers, and we're twins,
mm-hmm.
We're Samoan, and it was already, already a mess. You can't break us up. You know, if you look at us, like, there's no way you can be like, oh, we're going to use you, but I don't know about using you.
Because one of them uglier than the other.
You know what I'm saying? We like that, man. It's always been like that.
But every step of the way, football, high school, Pop Warner football, man, everything. We've always been next to each other, man.